This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There were startling developments at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba today, where Australian citizen David Hicks became the first person to be convicted under the new Military Commissions Act. Earlier today, a judge announced that under a plea deal, Hicks faced a maximum sentence of 7 years in prison for providing material support for terrorism. He would have served most of that time in Australia. But in an unexpected move late today, the judge said the sentence would be reduced to 9 months, which means David Hicks will be a free man by the end of the year. NPR's Jackie Northam is at Guantanamo Bay. And Jackie, this was a totally unexpected turn of events there tonight.
Boy, that's an understatement, Melissa. As you said, that earlier in the day, the judge came in and he admitted that there had been a plea agreement, maximum sentence, 7 years. And under the rules of this commission, the jury is called in after that. They were given a list of allegations, 35 allegations, which David Hicks pleaded guilty to. They weren't shown any evidence. All they could listen to were statements by the prosecution, by the defense, and an unsworn statement by David Hicks. They took that, they went away for 2 hours, and they came back with a sentence of 7 years, the maximum. The judge thanked them for their help. They went away, and then he said, under the plea agreement, in fact, anything over 9 months will be a suspended sentence. So in other words, he reduced David Hicks' sentence by 6 years and 3 months. He's got a 9-month sentence.
Now, if this was part of the plea agreement, then presumably David Hicks knew that this would be his sentence. How did he react?
He had no reaction whatsoever. As you say, this was well in the works. This was signed off for the most part on Monday, and they've just been going through this process. It's a, you know, they brought in these the jury, which is 15 military officers from around the world. They went through this whole process, almost theatrics, if you like. And in the end, it didn't matter because David Hicks knew what sentence he was going to get. The judge knew, the prosecution and the defense knew what sentence he was going to get.
So if that's the case, what was the point? Why did they bring in all these jurors, have them come up with this 7-year sentence if they knew that it was only going to be 9 months in the end anyway?
That's a very hard question to answer. You know, the Pentagon has always said that they want transparency here. They want this to be a very proper process. And in that sense, you would need a jury, that type of thing. One can only imagine that would be the reason why. Remember, there's a lot of pressure coming on the Bush administration from the Australian government to get this situation with David Hicks sorted out. There is an election coming up in November there. The Prime Minister, John Howard, is facing tough re-election campaign. So in other words, David Hicks, the election is in November. David Hicks will be released by December.
Jackie, tell us again about the allegations against David Hicks. What did he plead guilty to?
He pleaded guilty to 35, and really it had a lot to do with his time in Afghanistan, his several months in Afghanistan mostly. This is where he trained at Al-Qaeda camps. He learned how to use weapons, make explosives, learn about landmines. He actually went to 4 camps altogether, and one of them was an urban warfare camp. He learned about kidnapping and assassination techniques and that type of thing. It was very interesting when the prosecution had its chance to make its statement about David Hicks. It said, the man before you now is seated in a very nice suit, but don't forget, this man was trained to kill. This man was trained by Al-Qaeda, and what he can do is blend back into Western society. The defense really fumbled on this and said, look, this guy was nothing more than a private first class fumbling around in the trenches and really running amok. So there are very strong words on both sides about how Hicks' experience over there could still be used today.
Briefly, Jackie, David Hicks has been at Guantanamo Bay for about 5 years now. He's 31 years old. What happens to him now?
Well, you know, he goes back to Australia. He gets out in December under the plea agreement. He is not allowed to talk to the media for a year. He's not allowed to profit from his story. He has to drop all claims of abuse by the U.S. military for his time in Afghanistan and his capture. So there are other conditions on his plea agreement.
Okay, Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's NPR's Jackie Northam at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where a judge today suspended all but 9 months of David Hicks' 7-year sentence for supporting terrorism.